I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Lum is receiving an entry in the apple contest from Ulysses S. Quincy. Listen.
Yeah, just set them right down there, Ulysses.
Okay, Lum.
Yeah, them are mighty fine-looking apples you got there, Ulysses.
Yeah, about as good as I ever saw, Blaze.
Yeah, how would you feel if you win the contest?
Oh, okay, I guess.
Well, you've got a pretty good chance, looks like to me.
Yeah, be okay with me, Lum.
Yeah, the final judging's going to be held this evening. You want to be sure and be here for that.
Yeah, okay, Lum. Well, I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, so long, Ulysses.
Hey, looky there, Abner. There's another basket of apples.
Yeah.
They're sure coming in fast now.
Yeah, there ain't hardly no room to walk around the store here no more, Lum. Look at them all over the place here.
How many have we got there so far?
Oh, I don't know how many's here now. Last time I counted, there was 32 bushel, I believe. I know there's some come in since then, though.
Oh, yeah, there's more than that.
Yeah.
And this ain't the end of it, neither. I know the Johnsons are going to enter the contest. The Adamses and the Whites and the Fosters.
Yeah.
And there's some of them farmers just the other side of Pin Oak Flats that'll surely want to get in on it.
Oh, yeah, they'll be in on it, yeah.
They grow some of the best apples around here, too.
Oh, they grow some gooder. Yes, they do. They grow gooder.
I bound you we'll have 60 baskets of apples by the time the judging starts tonight. Leastways, I'm figuring on that many.
Yeah, but now, what are you going to do with all these apples, Lum? And whereabouts are you going to get the $10 to pay out for that first prize you've advertised?
Well, I ain't so sure that's none of your business. But if you want to know... Wait a minute. Here comes another entry.
Lum, it still ain't too late to call this wholesale idea off.
Call it off?
Yes,
what are you talking about anyway? This is a success already.
No.
That's it, Cedric. Bring your basket right over here and set it down alongside these others.
Yes, Lum.
How are you today, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good, Mr. Abner.
Good.
Well, you got them covered up for her. You got some pretty good ones in there?
Yes, Mom, I sure have. You want to weigh them up so as I can get my money?
Well, the contest ain't till tonight, Cedric.
Contest?
Yeah, and besides that, I ain't going to judge just by weight. I'm going to go by the color and size and all that.
Well, that's a funny way to do it. First time I ever heard of that.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. You ain't got an apple tree over at your place, have you?
Apple tree? No, Mom.
Well, where'd you get all these in?
Oh, I've been saving these for a long, long time.
Saving them up, huh?
Yes, Mom. Yeah, I melt down ham fat and get all the old bacon grease I can.
And make apples?
Make apples. Can you do that?
Well, I don't know. Well, can you?
I thought they made soap out of it.
Out of apples?
I don't know. Can they do that, too?
Well, I don't know. Wait a minute, Lum. Is that what you're aiming on doing, making soap out of all these apples?
Oh, of course I ain't.
Well, now, if you can do that, that might be a good idea, Lum. You know, it's awful hard to get soap nowadays.
Well, that's why I brung this junk in. Wish you'd weigh it up and pay me so as I could be on my way.
Wait a minute. What do you got in that basket, anyway?
Old used fats and oils. See, looky here. 8 cans of it.
Well, I do know. And you made all that out of apples?
Abner, for goodness sakes, don't you understand? This ain't got nothing to do with the apple contest.
Huh?
Cedric's just been collecting this stuff for the fat salvage campaign. And that's what everybody ought to be doing, too. It's just as important now as it was during the war.
Well, weigh it up for me, Mr. Lum.
Well, we don't handle that, Cedric. What you'll have to do is to take it over to the meat market. You turn it in over there, and they'll give you 4 cents a pound for it.
Do they pay you for that stuff?
Sure, there's a big need for that. You just go on over there, Cedric, and they'll take care of you.
Yes, Mom. Much obliged to you.
Not at all, Cedric. Now, sir, I never knowed that before.
Never knowed what?
I never knowed that they could make apples out of that stuff.
They don't, silly. They make soap.
Out of apples?
Oh, for pity's sakes. Don't you never get nothing straight, Abner? Grannies, I'm glad I'm going to be leaving town for good pretty soon.
Yeah, when are you aiming on leaving? Right after the contest?
No, I ain't leaving then.
All right, Dogies, maybe you better know. When the folks that entered that apple contest of yours finds out you ain't got the $10 for the first prize, you better have a lot of distance towards you and Pine Ridge.
Don't worry, I'll have the $10.
Well, now, Lom, now just what is your idea in doing all this? You can tell me. I'm your friend.
Are you?
Yes, sir, a tried and true friend.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have many more friends like you. If it weren't for you and Grandpappy Spears, I'd have plenty of money right now, and I wouldn't have to be raising it this way.
Yeah, now, there's another thing. How can you raise money by giving it away when you don't even have it to give it away?
Just don't worry about me, Abner. I know what I'm doing.
Well, I am worried about you. Are you sure you're feeling all right, Long?
Of course I am. I never felt better in my life.
I mean, you ain't bumped your head or nothing, have you? Does everything seem to be all right up there in your head?
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. But I mean, have you saw anything lately that weren't there, or opened doors that weren't there and stuff like that?
What?
Have you been hearing any peculiar noises, buzzings in your head and stuff, Mom?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to incinerate that I ain't all there?
Why, of course not. Nothing like that, hardly.
Well, let me tell you right now, I'm just as normal as any man that ever drawed breath. Fact is, I might even be abnormal.
Well, then, what are you getting crazy ideas like this apple contest in your head for?
Well, if that's bothering you so much, I'll just tell you.
Aye, Dogies, I wish you would.
The other day, I happened to notice in the county seat paper where apples were selling for $4.25 a bushel.
$4.25?
Yes, sir. I never heard of them being that high.
Why, me neither.
So, here I'm going to have 50 or 60 bushels of apples to sell. And all they're going to cost me is $10. Now, who's crazy?
Dogies. Huh. Well, that is a good idea.
Of course it is. See, I get to keep all the apples.
Yeah, Dogies.
Folks around here will have all the fun of having a big apple contest, and the winner will get his prize money, and I'll make myself enough to pay off that dadgum pioneer debt.
Yeah, but, where are you going to get the $10 to pay out for the prize?
Well, I'll give them a check tonight.
A check?
I'll get it out of the money I'm going to get for the apples. I'll get it to the bank in time to give her the check time it comes in.
Well, you'd better, because you ain't got no money in there. I know that.
And that reminds me, I better call the produce house at the county seat and make a deal to sell them apples. Better do it right now, too. I was sort of waiting to make sure the apples rolled in here, but ain't no doubts about it now.
No, they're coming in fast, I'll tell you that.
Wait a minute. Hello, Mamie.
Why didn't I think of it?
This is Lum Edwards, and I want to get a call through to the... Huh? Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, Abner's fine, too.
I bet.
I want to call the produce house at the... just a minute. Abner, how's Elizabeth?
Fine.
She's fine. Yeah, that's right. The produce house at the county seat.
She ain't her best if she'd have thought of this apple contest.
Well, I'll hold on here, and you try to get them right away if you can.
That lame woman never has an idea.
Yes, Mom.
Set, but never think. Don't use her head at all.
You know, Abner, if this idea works out, I don't know why I can't put on a watermelon contest and a sweet potato contest.
A cow contest would be nice, Long.
Yeah, it'd be a little big to handle.
Yeah, but think of the cows you'd get. Oh, man.
I could have a little pig contest. Wait a minute. Hello? Is this the produce house?
What kind of a contest can I put on?
Well, say, I've got about 60 bushels of apples down here, and... Apples.
I think I'll put on a $10 bill contest.
Well, ain't they selling pretty good now?
Put on a bank contest, that's what I'll do.
The paper said they was up to $4.25 a bushel.
Guess what I'll do.
It has, huh?
$10 for the best bank brought in that got them down store.
Well, I suppose if that's the best I can do. Huh?
Banker.
Till when?
King of the bank.
Oh, I see. Well, much obliged anyway. Goodbye. Grannies.
What's the matter, Lum?
Oh, nothing.
Well, you sounded awful sad there talking to that feller. Man that's making as much money as you are. You ought to be happy.
I am happy.
You are?
Yeah, except they're so stocked up on apples, the price has dropped to $2.10 a bushel. And what's worse, they ain't buying up no more till next month.
Till next month?
That's what the man said.
You mean you're stuck with all these apples you got in here?
It does look like it. I can't call off the contest now.
Why, Lord, me no, Doggy, you'd get run out of town sure if you tried that. Don't try that wrong.
Abner?
Yeah?
Would you lend me $10 till next month?
Well, $10 is beginning to sound like a lot of money to the Apple King.